everybody, and welcome back to Killer Conversations, the podcast about conversations with serial killers. Well, as everybody has been asking me over email and other forms of communication, no, I have never been camping. The great outdoors is very frightening to me, but I like being there during the day. In fact, I recently took a walk all the way to the bank. I brought Dr. Edmund on his little cat leash, which was really cute, if you were wondering. And we saw the strangest thing. There was this van with no distinguishing sign on it, but there was a guy selling stuff out of it. And it's like, that's so cool. You know, if you can't have an office, just get a van. I don't know what he was selling, though. Dr. Edmonds seemed to be having some kind of an allergic reaction, so he started running the other way, and I followed because, you know, I think animals probably know better than we do about what's the best directions to get to the bank. Anyway, I didn't even have to deposit anything. I just had to give the teller a note from my uncle that was a series of symbols that are not even in our alphabet. He has me run the strangest errands for him, but I'm more than happy to get out of the house from time to time. Anyway, speaking of getting out of the house, I've been doing a lot of thinking about other times and other places, and today we're going all the way to Europe and to the past. You guys, today we're going to be talking to the Papin sisters. That's right, they are from France, and their sisters, they did have another sister who became a nun, but you know, like when a couple of siblings are just like way closer than the other sibling, no offense. I mean, I don't really know what that's like. Like I said, everybody in my family is dead, but I've read Jane Eyre, so I kind of know what siblings are like. So it's kind of like that. As everybody knows, they were housemaids for a very wealthy family in France, and then they killed the mom and daughter because, well, who knows? I mean, I guess they'll get to the why part, but they did some crazy stuff to them. The daughter's eye was just like floating down the staircase when the dad came home to find his entire family brutally murdered. Which is something I can relate to. Anyway, let's talk to them, two French ladies. Can't wait to make some friends, maybe learn some French. Beep, boop, 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 beep. Oh my God, it's the Papin sisters. Christine. Leah, hi.
Who are you?
Hi. Oh, you can call me Brittany Bookbinder. It's not my real name, but that's what you can call me.
What is your real name?
Oh, that's okay. We don't need to. Anyway, welcome to my podcast. This is Killer Conversations.
Wow, beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
it's Leah, actually.
Leah. Oh my gosh. Sorry, like princess.
We don't know.
We're maids, actually.
Well, when I was 15 years old, my mother took me out of an orphanage, and she made me become a maid.
Oh, cool. That's so nice that your mom took you out of an orphanage. It's kind of like, why were you in the orphanage, you know? Parents, am I right?
Exactly. I ask myself that every day.
Yeah, I wish I could ask my parents that, but...
Oh, you were in an orphanage.
Oh, no, but I am my uncle's ward now. Families are complicated. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, how is it going? You guys look so French. Who does your eyebrows?
We do each other's eyebrows.
We do each other's eyebrows.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We do each other's.
Can I say that?
You're allowed.
Okay. We do each other's eyebrows.
Oh, man. You guys can't see this, but the way that you guys just look into each other's eyes, there is electricity there.
Yes.
I'm drawn to her eyes. It's like I'm looking at myself.
It's like I'm looking at my sister.
You guys look very similar, like sisters. There's no doubt in my mind that you guys are sisters. Would you say you're pretty close?
More than close. I would say the same body.
Like a two-headed monster?
Monster, yes, absolutely.
Oh,
God, I'm jealous. I'm sorry. I don't have any siblings anymore. I used to, and they died horrifically. But
how did they die?
Oh, I can't even get into it. It's really sad. But
get into it.
Oh, but I do hang out with my cat now, and I feel very connected to him.
We love pussies.
Oh, cool. Do you guys have any pets in the house where you worked?
Well, I was sort of Christine's pet. I was her favorite. I am her favorite.
Favorite out of one?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's nice. And tell me about, so as we all know, you guys worked in the household of the Lancelins, and
it's actually pronounced Lancelins.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak French.
Apparently.
But that's just what I heard. And they, I mean, from your accounts, they didn't seem like really nice people. Is it just like, you know, all rich people suck, or like were these people sort of the worst?
Well, why don't you tell them about the daughter, and I'll tell them about that B-I-D-C-H of a mother.
Can I just say, first of all, I think it's honestly weird. Okay. So you guys aren't from this time, but nowadays, like, people think that it's kind of weird when people older than that still live with their parents. So, like, back in the day, like, where you were from, is it weird that she lives at home?
Well, she was unmarried, so there really wasn't anywhere for her to go.
Oh. She didn't want to be a nun?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Man, being a woman sucks.
Being a woman is quite powerful, actually.
Oh.
I found.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. You can do a lot of things.
I can't wait to be a woman. I'm still a girl.
Yes. Once you're a woman, you will have a lot of power.
Oh, great.
You just have to cultivate it.
Well, time will tell. So you didn't like the daughter. She's not great.
No, she would make me dress her every morning.
And then undress her and redress
and
her.
And then undress her and redress her.
Like a Barbie, but annoying.
We don't know what you
I don't
are
know what that
saying.
Is.
Oh, it's a toy. I hate Barbies.
Oh, a toy.
A toy like a hoop and a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a doll, but a doll that like looks not the way real people look.
Oh, I actually was given a doll.
Yeah?
The head was not there.
Mm. Oh. Did you take it off, or was it not there to start? You're right, that was a silly question. So how was the mom of the house?
She would beat me every day, sometimes small amounts, sometimes pretty large amounts.
Christine, that's terrible.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm not sorry.
One time, I interned in a lab, and the scientist burned my hand totally on accident, but it was like, God, you know, people are impossible, you know?
Scientist burned your hand?
Yeah, he had some loose chemicals.
What did you do back?
Oh, well, I just went over to the washing station, and I washed my hands really thoroughly, and then I wrote in my diary about how it was kind of a bad day.
How did you write?
Well, I said, like,
No, I mean, how were you able to write?
I was burned on my left hand, and I'm right-handed.
Oh, me too.
No way.
Yes, I am.
Oh, we're similar.
We are.
I'm left-handed.
I'm making her become right-handed, though. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, she will be.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I say, like, be what you are, but hey, that's cool.
She can be who I think she should be.
Cool.
Yep. Yes, I like that. Christine, can I tell Brittany?
What?
I just think your
what
eyes...
What are you about to say? Tell me first.
Can I tell her that I think her eyes are really beautiful?
No.
Never mind.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure whatever you were going to say was not for me anyway.
I just wanted to let you know that I think your eyes are very beautiful.
What? Yes. Oh, that is so sweet.
Of course. My pleasure.
Oh, her man. Pleasure.
You guys are really sweet.
Yes, we are.
So you're just two sweet gals living in this house.
Working in the house.
We were working in the house.
And I wish we were living there, but we were just working 14 hours a day.
Working for the weekend.
well, we would get half a day a week.
What would you do on your days off?
Just lay in bed together.
Oh,
that's nice. Sometimes I like to go to the park and just lay out with my cat. So I get that.
Yes.
Yes.
We agree.
We agree.
Nice.
We like
cats.
But you don't like the sun?
We've never been to an area that might have sunshine.
Mm.
Well, only if we go outside.
Right. It's really overcast today, so this is like not a very good predictor of what the future would be like. I'm sorry, Christine, I won't get into it.
Are you getting scared?
No, I'm just getting sad.
Why are you sad?
Oh, you know, future stuff. It doesn't matter.
You can see into the future?
Well, I just live in the future for you.
Oh, I see.
So you play with circles and sticks?
Well, if
when we're allowed.
When we're allowed, we...
We get... Sometimes the mistress will let us have a hoop and a stick if we've been good for the year.
But then sometimes she'll take the hoop and put it around her neck and make me take the stick and hit her with it. And it is fun, I think.
It's fun.
Yeah. We don't know if it's a game. We're confused.
That sounds very confusing. I'll be honest. I mean, her intentions are not
clear. Thank you. Yes, her intentions were rarely clear. Were they clear to you?
Were they clear to you?
Her intentions.
Were they?
Mistress, should I tell you what to say?
Yes.
No, they weren't clear at all.
It was not clear to
me. Yeah, I get that. It's like when you get a piece of IKEA furniture and you're like, I don't know how to put this together. Is this a table or is this a shopping cart?
Absolutely no, I don't know.
Built things?
Oh, sometimes. Oh, you know what? I can show you actually. Here. Do you guys would you like a glass of wine? I won't be drinking any, but my uncle has a whole wine cellar if you want.
I would love a glass of wine.
Please,
and so would she.
Yes, I would love one.
Oh, great. All right. Well, Dr. Edmund can keep an eye on the microphone. Okay, cool. Let's go.
Meow. France is a wild place. I passed through Alsace in the early part of the 16th century, selling burlap to farmers, and witnessed the most incredible sight. In the summer of 1518, a Mrs. Trofay, who'd lived down the street from some of my customers, started to dance. Energetically dance in the middle of the street. Over the next week, a small crowd joined her, and by August there were 400 dancing peasants crowding the main thoroughfare. Now, most of them died, presumably of a plague or heart failure or exhaustion. No one really knew how to explain it other than witnessing that hundreds of people danced themselves to death. Goodbye, Mrs. Trofay. Goodbye, dancers. Goodbye, customers.
So is this like good for a Bordeaux? I don't know at all about wine.
I'm drunk.
Oh.
I'm drunk. Also, I'm drunk.
You're not drunk. You're always saying that you're drunk when I'm drunk.
I'm sorry.
I saw you not drink it.
I'm sorry.
Drink more.
Okay.
You guys are so fun.
We're back.
So, you had a fight with the mistress of the house, and then people got a little angry. Do you want to tell us about that? Like, what was going through your mind?
Well, she struck Christine, and I just saw red. And I don't know what happened.
Well, you don't know what happened because I told you what to do the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you did?
A very good job.
You ripped out the eyes of the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What did those feel like?
Mine felt different than yours. I think we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. It felt like a smaller testicle when you take it out of the...
I didn't know you've ever felt a testicle.
Mm-hmm.
Whose testicle did you feel?
Dad's.
Okay, good. I thought it was somebody else. Okay, so...
Yeah, so when you take it out of the skin sac, the eyeball kind of felt like a smaller testicle.
Okay, I can see
that. That is so cool because I thought you were going to say grapes because we do this thing here sometimes for Halloween. Do you guys have Halloween?
All Hallows Eve, where the witches come out?
That one. Mm. Yeah, so you stick your hand in a bowl and there's grapes that they took this. I don't know who's got the patience to take skin off grapes, but that's so interesting.
I would absolutely have the patience to take the skin off of every single grape.
Honestly, Christine, can I be honest? You seem like you're really good at being a maid, and I don't doubt for a second that you'd have that patience. It makes me so upset to think that the iron broke and your boss got mad at you for that. How could that possibly
be
your fault?
Well, you know, the iron breaks a lot, and
she's rich. Why doesn't she get a better iron?
Because it's easier to just yell at the maid.
Gosh.
And everyone blames poor Christine, but really it was defense.
Mm-hmm. It was defense. She actually was coming at me, and I said, not today. I said, no way, Jose. And I gouged her eyes out immediately.
Nice. I think it's great to just act and not ask questions.
It was a bold move.
So bold.
But it really just set everything into motion. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty proud of it.
And then, as I remember, you used a kitchen knife, a hammer, pot.
We gouged out their eyes, and mm-hmm. then I think I sent you downstairs first to get the kitchen
knives. I'm always the one who fetches
things. Yeah, so she got the kitchen knives and the hammer.
You guys are like the MacGyver of murder.
I know, we are.
MacGyver.
So you, and the pitcher, somebody, I must have had, the pot was near mm-hmm. me, so I grabbed that. Mm-hmm. And then I said,
what'd you do with the pot?
Oh, I banged her on the head.
Oh.
Yes, over sure. and over again. But
she's very good at coming up with quick fixes.
Oh, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I guess you'd have to.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
That's for you French learners out there.
I downloaded an app called Duolingo recently, but we haven't gotten to the advanced stuff yet.
A nap.
I don't know. I've never taken a nap before.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll show you later when we go downstairs. I mean, it sounds like you really just had a field day with them, kind of swinging and cutting.
Well, they got what they deserved.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, we also sliced up their legs like a baguette.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Because it's the only kind of bread I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. It's the best bread, even now, with all the different breads. That's still the best one.
In the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And then we, like the end of every day, tired to our quarters.
Cleaned for hours.
Oh, nice.
Typical day.
Yeah. Can't kick a habit.
It's funny that they still ended up making a mess mm-hmm. even when they're dead.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Still gave us work to do.
And it's so hard not to take your work home with you when you work in a home.
Exactly. The work never ends. Thank you. Oh, yes.
Struggle.
So this time we really took a long bath together.
Oh, that's good.
We really took advantage of
kind
of
mm-hmm. wash the day off.
Mm-hmm. Really, we washed a lot of it off and mm-hmm. got into our new robes, their robes.
Oh, fancy kimonos.
Yes, they were
kimono.
They were lush.
That sounds beautiful. And then you just waited for the cops to
well,
come?
Well, we locked all the doors because right. we were scared a little bit mm-hmm. and confused.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we waited. We sat there. We weren't doing anything. Thing, right?
But you didn't leave. Like, I guess you wanted them to find you. Is that right?
We didn't do anything together. Did we? No. We waited politely for them in the room.
Oh, we did one bad thing.
What was that?
But it felt really good to do.
Murder people and gouge their eyes out?
No, not that part. Oh. We right before we locked the door, we lifted up their dress skirts, and we pulled down their undergarments.
That is naughty.
And we exposed them.
Oh. For the filth they are.
Exactly.
Oh,
and then
man.
We went into our rooms and hid.
Ah!
It was very exciting.
Dramatic. It's very dramatic.
Yes.
And then you told them, right? You told them that...
Yes, we were waiting, but it took so long. And I think it's because we locked the doors mm-hmm. and they couldn't get in, and mm-hmm. that was our bad.
But she's so smart. She's so smart. She told them I'm stupid, which I'm not. It's a ploy, and that I was dumb and couldn't speak. And I think it's gonna save us.
It might save one of us.
I think that's great. I mean, I've had to make up so many excuses for my cat because he's pretty wily and sometimes he'll knock over beakers or sometimes I'll knock over beakers and I'll be like, oh, it was the cat. But, you know, it's like right. Sometimes you just got to say what you say.
Yeah, you kind of have to take that. Take responsibility for things. But also I love her and I don't want her to suffer the consequences.
I love you so much.
I love you
more than any. I don't think I've ever loved anyone like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was so wet when the police officer walked into the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must have been really hot.
We were under a lot of covers and there was a hot, hot, hot robe on us. But also my arms were around you and your arms were on my thigh. Body heat.
Mm. Transfers.
Very it's like quickly. If the iron breaks, you know, just use your own body heat, I bet, is what she wanted
sometimes
to say to you.
Sometimes I feel like you know, you think you know, but you don't know. You really don't know what it's like to love somebody.
Mm.
And to have someone with your same face.
I honestly don't know what I would do if we were ever separated.
Aww.
I wouldn't eat.
I wouldn't even know how to walk.
That's true. She probably would forget.
Got a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
I forget all the time.
Yes. And she just says, left foot, right foot. And I'm like, I don't know left and right. So she'll pick
They're
up.
Hard.
It's hard. Mm. So she'll pick up each of my legs. And I think without her, I'll just stop existing, honestly.
Sometimes I trick her and I move the left foot twice.
Oh, sister prank, classic.
For a game.
Oh, boy. That's so fun.
She falls.
Would you guys show me?
If you want us to show you, of course. Do you want to get up right now?
Yeah, let's go down the hall. Show me what that looks like.
And if you just want to put your hand...
No, don't touch me.
Sorry.
I put my hand on you, and then you put your hand on my... Just put it on my lower back.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to run down the hall, and I want you to walk towards me.
Okay, ready? Yeah. Don't make noise. Stop it.
You guys aren't getting any closer.
You listen to me. What are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
Don't make me do this. Don't make me do this.
I'm sorry.
Move your legs.
I'm sorry.
Move your legs.
Okay. So
there
that's how
is.
We do it.
Great. Well, I could use another grape soda. You guys want to come downstairs?
Absolutely.
Yes. Do I? Yes. Is that okay? Yes, I do want to do that.
This episode is brought to you by the new Mr. Softy Rape Whistle. Blow the whistle at the first sign of danger and watch as 25 kids come running in your direction. Never fall victim to the bystander effect with 25 to 50 concerned parents around. The Mr. Softy Rape Whistle, the classic sound of safety.
That was so funny. You walked so well this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, both of you walk like totally normal people.
Thank you.
We are.
Yeah.
I am.
Mm. She is a normal person.
Well, I've got, you know, just a few other questions for you guys. So a lot of people have written books about you guys. A lot of people think that because they worked you too hard, that's, you know,
yes.
you did what you had to do. You know, if you could say something to the workers of the world, what would you say?
I would love to know how to read.
Sure.
That would be great.
That would be nice. So, I'm proud of you, Leia.
Thank you so much.
Don't cry. I would say know where the nearest
bathroom is
for sure.
That's good advice in any situation.
I would say hide tools throughout the house.
Mm-hmm. I would say that
in case.
As well.
Mm-hmm. I would also maybe get close to the locksmiths of your town. Maybe have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of manipulate them to be on your side in case. In that regard, maybe try to manipulate everybody in the town to be on your side.
Is that what you meant before when you said that women have power?
Yes, we do have power.
It's like strategic sex with people that you want something from?
Well, sex is great.
It's fantastic. And it's not always just when you want something from someone.
No, sometimes it's just when you are so connected that the only way you could get even more connected is by
being inside the same body.
Mm. Like a locksmith.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. Cool. So you'd basically say, like, rise up, you know, do
rise
what you gotta
up,
do.
Rise down.
Up, ride down, gouge out the eyes of the people that you're working for. I would definitely say mutilate them till there are no more. There was something really interesting that I heard the police officer say in his description of the event. Do you remember? He said we ripped him to a bloody pulp.
Mm-hmm. Like orange juice, but it was a blood orange juice.
Oh, I love that. That is a joke.
That's a joke.
That's just a great drink.
Blood orange is one of my favorite fruits. They had a guest come over, someone from an eastern land. I don't remember who. And they gave it. Did you steal? You stole a blood orange.
Well, you told me to go.
Well, I pushed you.
Jeez.
And then we ate it and it was delectable.
You guys have so many great stories. You should write this down, you know, maybe a memoir or like a pamphlet.
Oh, I can't read. I can't read.
I'm so sorry.
She don't read.
I didn't mean to bring up a sore subject.
It's better this way.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's safer.
Totally. Yeah. One time I was assigned to read 3 chapters for biology and I only skimmed the last one. And you know what? I still aced the test. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
It must be nice to go to school.
Oh, it was really nice. Now I am homeschooled because, again, my uncle doesn't feel good about the local government controlling what's in our science classes.
I homeschool Leia.
Mm-hmm. And my uncle parented me.
Your uncle? Which uncle?
Phil. My Uncle Phil.
Philippe.
Oh, Philippe.
We just called him Phil.
We called him Philly.
Little Philly.
What a fun name.
Till he mysteriously died. It's a whole thing.
It's a family secret. No one will reveal it.
Very complicated. Please don't talk about anything you're not comfortable. We'll just stick to the basics of gouging people's eyes out.
Our family wouldn't reveal that secret, but we said that if we ever did something like that, we would be open and honest about it.
We're about killing your uncle?
Oh, no, about completely destroying and ripping apart our boss.
There is a movie that you guys would love so much about people in an office who didn't like their workplace. Ugh.
I don't think we know what you're saying. Do you?
I don't.
I just wish I could show it to you. Maybe I'll have you over to show you Office Space. It's a really fun flick.
Classic.
Anyway, I can just go back and forth if you like.
Okay.
Leia, grapes or apples?
Grapes or apples? I love grapes.
Cool. Christine, Paris or Nice?
Paris.
Why?
Because.
Okay. Great. Leia, if you were stuck in a desert and you only had one piece of music, what would it be?
C flat.
Okay. Christine, if you went to a country and had to tell one lie about yourself, what would it be?
I would come to the United States. And I would go forward in time.
Oh, so we made some dreams come true today.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Christine, what's your favorite thing to drink?
I love water.
Yum. Leia, what's your favorite game?
How long can you hold your breath?
Fun.
How pretty do you think I am?
Ooh, I bet that's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm. How deep is your love for me? Mm-hmm. Prove it.
How far can your legs go that way?
Mm-hmm.
And my legs go the other way, wearing this one thing in bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably good to do that on a soft surface because otherwise that could really hurt.
Oh, our beds are not soft.
Oh, no.
That's a funny thing to say.
Are they straw?
They're rock hard.
Are they made of rocks?
Well, they're made of sand.
Hardened sand.
I wish that I could switch spots with you for a day, but that's the weird thing about my time machine. I can't seem to figure out how to go back with you. I can only bring you to me.
So we're not going back?
Oh, you are going back, but I just can't go with you.
I don't care where I go as long as Christine's there.
I have a really bad feeling that I'm going to be the one that kind of suffers the consequences of these actions, and that she's kind of going to not.
Even though I was responsible for everything.
She did a lot of it. I mean, I told her to, but she kind of...
But I did it.
Did it?
Yeah, it was kind of even Stevens.
So. Yeah. And I feel like she pulled out the eye harder than the way that I pulled out the eye.
Yes.
Wow. Huh. You guys, your eyes are both a little red. That's crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
We always have that. That's what I love about her.
Aw. Well, it was so nice to meet you guys. If you ever come back, we will have to watch Office Space. But... I shouldn't tell you anything else from the future because that can get dicey. So it was just really nice meeting you both.
Pleasure. I die?
I can't tell you that.
Where do I die?
All right.
How do I die?
We'll see.
Does she die first? Who dies first?
I
would like to know
first.
If she. Please tell me that she dies.
Please don't
first.
Twist my arm. Ow, 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 ow.
Please
ow,
tell
ow,
me right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
I'm still pressing the buttons even though my arm hurts. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Bye, guys. Wow, they were very cool and also very persuasive, and I feel like I learned a lot about what a sibling dynamic would be like if I still had siblings. Okay, anyway, tune back next week for another episode of Killer Conversations. Thanks, guys, and keep your eyes in your head.
Killer Conversations is produced by Adil Rafai and the IO Podcast Network. Your host is Brittany Bookbinder. Sound engineering and original music by Matt Edmonds. Graphic design by Natalie Peoples. Dr. Edmonds' handler is also Matt Edmonds. Today's guests were Shadi Vasugi and Yasmin Baharlu. And remember, dress to kill or be killed. You'll find out the consequences of your wardrobe soon enough.